motivation, inspiration. It's all bullshit without taking action. International best-selling author, serial entrepreneur, tough love, no BS, high-performance coach with an attitude. Welcome to the Queendom, where we talk about proven strategies to scale your business and scale your mind for ultimate success. And here's your hostess, cash flow queen, Kenitra.
Greetings and peace, family. Queen here with another episode of the Queendom.com. Today being Monday, as I promised, we're going to start doing meditations, various different meditations on Mondays to give you exposure to some different ways that you can connect with the divine. Today we're going to talk about the So Hum Mantra Meditation. Before we dive in, I'm going to give you a little bit of background on what the So Hum Mantra is all about, and then we'll spend a couple of minutes actually going through the practice of the meditation. Now, this episode and all future episodes on Mondays, you want to make sure that you're not listening to these episodes while you're driving or doing anything that's not in a relaxed environment. Some meditations can make you drowsy, sleepy, and very relaxed, and we always want to practice safety first. So before we get started here, let's get into the present moment awareness. We're going to take a couple of deep breaths and just get into this divine moment. Here we go. All right, so let's talk about So Hum meditation. This technique, it comes from the yoga school of Hindi philosophy, and it belongs in a category of japa meditations, which is meditations that require chanting. Now, this particular chanting is going to be an internal chant. It won't be a chant that you will say out loud. And So Hum just basically means I am that I am. And the purpose of it is to bring about the union or the yoga between your individual consciousness and divine consciousness, meaning to bring those two together. Another way you can look at it is it brings about the realization that everything that you see is yourself. Everything out there is projected from in here, okay? And that's a beautiful way to look at the world. You know, if we all practice looking at the world as us, so many problems, so many conflicts would dissipate, right? It's where namaste comes from. Namaste means I see the divinity, or I see the God in you. And if we could practice that with intent collectively, man, this planet would just be so far ahead of where we are today. Some of the benefits of So Hum meditation is realization of your divine nature. You know, as we just spoke about, realization of the non-dual nature of reality, being that you are a part of the whole. You are the whole. We each are the whole. There is only one consciousness. Also, this can induce stress reduction, relaxation, peace, tranquility, spontaneous joy, and happiness. Also promotes self-healing, and it builds mental focus and concentration. So how we're going to go into the practice, very simple. You'll just sit in a comfortable cross-legged position if you choose to. You can also sit in a chair. You can lie on your back in corpse pose, whatever you're comfortable with. The energy flows through the vessel that is the most comfortable. Another thing that you may want to do if you're going to do this for a prolonged period of time, maybe you'll have a stopwatch or something like that to just kind of keep pace with your time. Now, if you're going to sit, you want to sit with your back straight up, your spine straight up and down. That way the energy can flow more properly. And bring your chin back into your chest, almost like a soldier. And that way it'll align your spine with the back of your head. And if you want to do the mudra, which is the hand gesture, you can sink your thumb and your index finger. You can lightly meet the two, and then you've got the other three fingers pointing straight out, palms up, and you can have those resting on your knees if you'd like to do that. Also gives you another energy connection point. So we'll just take 5 deep, slow breaths through the nose. This is going to oxygenate your blood and relax you. And you'll just remain as still as possible. And then you're going to inhale while you're saying the sound in your mind mentally, so. So you're going to inhale, and you're going to be saying so on the inhale through your nose. And then as you slowly exhale, you're going to mentally say the sound hum. So as you exhale, you will be saying hum, but you'll be doing this mentally, okay? So after spending a little bit of time doing this, couple of minutes or so forth, you'll start to feel like an awareness expanding, and you'll start to merge with the universal consciousness. And this is why I say you want to be in a relaxed environment, in your home, in your bedroom, on your couch, in your office, somewhere relaxed so that you can get the full benefit of the meditation. So we'll go into this and we'll do this for a couple of minutes, and then we'll end our episode. So we'll start right now. as we gently bring our awareness back into the space that we are in. We gently bring back our consciousness to the space that we're in. And we gently open our eyes, bring back our full awareness, bringing back our full consciousness to the space that we're in. So that is the Soham meditation. I hope that you enjoyed it. Another way that you can have a perspective on the Soham meditation is to visualize life, visualize light and divine energy flowing into you when you inhale. As you mentally say so, and feel your ego-centric, limited consciousness flow out of you and evaporate into the ether, into the atmosphere, as you exhale and mentally say, So that's another way that you can look at this. So again, hope that you enjoyed the meditation. I will hear you tomorrow in our next episode as we finish up with quantum manifestation. So have a great day, peace, and unconditional love.
Thank you for tuning in. Please like, share, and subscribe via iTunes and Google Play for upcoming episodes. If you're committed to scaling your business and life to the next level, book a free strategy session with Cashflow Queen Kenitra by visiting the website nobscloser.com. Again, that's nobscloser.com. Again, visit nobscloser.com to book a free strategy session today.